This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1886, 10 Reasons to Get Off Your Butt and Start a Roth IRA by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. 10 Reasons to Get Off Your Butt and Start a Roth IRA by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. I really love the Roth IRA. There are so many reasons to start one of these bad boys and to get going with your retirement savings. Today, I thought I'd do a little convincing and list some of the reasons to start a Roth IRA. So check these out and then get started. Seriously, no excuses. Number one, you'll be more prepared for retirement. The Roth IRA was created to provide incentive for you to save for your own retirement. Use it. Retirement will be a big chunk of your life. Do you want to be relying on someone else to fund your trips to go see your grandkids or your golf course green fees? Or fill in the blank with what you want to do? Number two, pay less in taxes. The Roth IRA was created as a result of the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. This account allows you to put in after-tax dollars and never pay taxes again on those funds, and never pay taxes on the earnings from those funds. If you used a regular savings account, CD, or taxable investing account for retirement savings, you'd have to pay taxes on your earnings. With a Roth IRA, you can avoid all of that. Number three, tax diversification. Odds are you already have a 401k or traditional IRA. Those accounts use pre-tax dollars and then tax you when you retire. The Roth IRA is just the opposite. It uses after-tax dollars, and then you never have to pay taxes on those funds again, or the earnings you'll receive from those funds. So by having both a 401k and a Roth IRA, you hedge your bets against the future of taxation in the US. Number four, more control over investment options. With a Roth IRA, you have a broad range of investment options. Unlike your 401k, you're not restricted to a limited number of funds you can invest in by opening a Roth IRA. This is great because you can go out and find funds with lower expense ratios, which will allow your retirement savings to grow even faster. Number five, because you're young. Young people have two big advantages with a Roth IRA: the power of compounding and a low income. For instance, if you're in your 20s, you have around 40 years until you're able to retire. That's 40 years that your money has to grow and compound on itself. Also, since you have a low income now, you're more likely to fall under the Roth IRA income limits. High income earners aren't able to contribute to a Roth IRA. Invest in a Roth IRA while you still can. Number six, because you're old. Not young anymore. If you're older than 50 and your income is still below the limits, you get to contribute an extra amount each year in catch-up contributions to your Roth IRA. That's more tax-advantaged savings towards your soon-to-be retirement. Number seven, you can withdraw the contributions without penalty. With a Roth IRA, you can withdraw all of your funds, both contributions and earnings, tax-free and without penalty at age 59 and a half. But there are circumstances that allow you to do a Roth IRA withdrawal even earlier. While I don't recommend this practice, you can withdraw funds from your Roth IRA prior to retirement to be used for whatever you want. As long as you don't pull out more than your original contribution, you won't be taxed or penalized. Pulling out earnings is what gets you taxed and a 10% penalty. But there are even loopholes for that. Number 8, use funds to buy your first home. You can withdraw all your Roth IRA funds, contributions, and earnings if and when you decide you want to buy your first home. Again, I don't recommend you using your Roth IRA for a down payment, but it's good to know the Roth IRA is so flexible. Number 9, extra college savings. While I believe you should try and put retirement before paying for your kids' college, you can use the Roth IRA funds towards a college education. Some people specifically use a Roth IRA to save for college expenses. And number 10, it's easy to start a Roth IRA. Opening a Roth IRA can be done online in less than 30 minutes. If you need more convincing or a helping hand through the process, check out the Roth IRA rules and how I opened my first Roth IRA on my website. You just listened to the post titled 10 Reasons to Get Off Your Butt and Start a Roth IRA by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think investing in any account, whether it's a tax-advantaged retirement vehicle or an after-tax brokerage, can be challenging because we first need to get over the mental hurdle that we're going to make some of our money inaccessible for a while. Most of us aren't day traders in it for the short-term gain. We're investing for the long run, over a long time horizon for financial stability in the future. Having good financial footing for short-term needs makes it much easier to invest for the future. And this could look like a well-funded emergency fund or cash reserves, as well as having a low debt burden and solid gap between your income and expenses. Like Philip, I'm also a huge fan of Roth IRAs. Another benefit not mentioned in this article is that there are no minimum distribution requirements at age 72. But when you're contributing to your IRA each year, you'll need to decide if you're going to contribute to a Roth IRA or traditional IRA. When deciding on traditional versus Roth, review the income limits for both and perhaps consider that it's beneficial to have a mix of pre-tax and after-tax retirement accounts to give you options later. So if you're already contributing to a pre-tax account like a 401k, choosing a Roth for your IRA could make sense. The best advice I've heard on traditional versus Roth is to not let the decision paralyze you. Either one is so much better than not contributing at all. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.